Coach Hodge, how's this feel?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. Pinch me over here. It feels great. Great. I'm so proud. I'm so happy for these girls. I'm telling you, it's just, they have worked so hard and been so determined and just played through everything we had to in this game and, kept their heads about them. And, we talked about that mental toughness and they showed it.
Of course, you had the team in 2011 that was so good, went to the Sweet 16, the real Sweet 16, and you bring these girls back to the All-A 16. Did you think these girls had it in them to win this game?
I did. I've been telling you for years this is a special group, and I told them that the other day. I said, I have been telling people you're special for a long time, and I've been telling them they are. And I told you, they've metamorphosized. They started believing in each other and in individual things that they can do and what we can do as a team collectively, and I am not surprised that we were able to win this game.
Cassidy was a freight train at the end.
Let me tell you, she defended that girl so well. She had her so frustrated. A gentleman came and caught us as we were coming out of the media room, and he said, "Hey, 43." She turned around and he said, "I'm gonna tell you, I've been working this tournament for 24 years, and I've never seen anybody play as hard as you just played that game."
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Just ever loose ball.
Oh my gosh.
Everything.
And you can't. I thought Meredith came in and did a great job of helping. Of course, Madison scored for us again. Keona defended well too. Took up space in there in the middle. Mari, my gosh, I think she
early
scored
on.
The first eight out of 10 points that we had. Amanda hit a couple big free throws there at the end. It's just a team effort.
You struggle, especially early, and really all the way through, trying to get, that our bread and butter is always right around the basket, and they're tall girls. I mean, it's just difficult around the basket. But in the end, 7 of our last 13 points were unguarded at the foul line.
Right.
And you shot very well at the foul line.
Right. Our game plan the whole game was try to attack the rim. And I made a switch and put Cassidy up the top where I'd had her on the baseline the whole game until late in the game. We put her out front. She was able to get some penetration. Made it easier for Madison to get a little penetration. And, I think if there was one thing I did, that change helped us a little bit, putting Cassidy out front where we could get more physical penetration from her.
Now you've got Harlan. You saw them. You sat and watched them play and beat a very good Paintsville team.
Right.
What do you see? What do you see you got to do? I know it's just you're still celebrating this.
I told the other guys, I watched that, but I was watching it kind of in another – I really didn't watch it that closely. I do know they're the point guard. My gosh,
very athletic.
Holy cow, she's their what they do. I mean, she runs everything, and so we're gonna have to try to keep her from getting in the paint as much as we can, and then try to prevent second shots. I've got a couple of big bodies underneath, that's what I think so far. Hopefully, I can get some more film and talk to some other people and get a game plan together.
So, what is the game plan?
But at this point, we just got to keep trying to do what we do well and make adjustments as we go and just believe in ourselves.
Now, what is this? The final what? Final eight?
Yeah.
How about that?
Can we say that?
Can you? Yeah. Okay. Isn't that great? Congratulations, Coach Hodge.
You're
great fan support, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. They were the sixth man for sure.
No question.
For sure, yeah.
All right.
Appreciate all their support.
Thank you.
I always talk to our kids about playing defense without fouling. And we got a couple tough calls that didn't go our way, and that's part of it. And they did a good job of stepping up and making free throws. You got to give them credit. They did an outstanding job of playing defense on our bigs. Size-wise, they're not as big as we are, but physically, they try.
In the end, what do you think is the difference in the game?
I think we had some crucial turnovers down the stretch that hurt us. A couple of our sets that we ran, we didn't execute. We'll be right back.